Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise. This is the Dr. Denise Show, and this is Diva Discussions. And today's topic is going to be on vulnerability. And I feel so fortunate to have Shay Mitchell back. Thank you, Shay.
Hi. Yeah. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah. So I just want to say, you know, I think it was a few days after our show, I saw, you know, I was really touched. I just want to thank you for how you're using your social media. I think we're all living this time where media can be helpful, it can be hopeful, it can be triggering. And I think when, just to piggyback, and I'll, you know, have people listen to our other show, you know, I just want to thank you for your post and your vulnerability that you were showing just a few days after the last show. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about like who you are and what that post was asking for, or what were you were thinking
sure.
at that moment?
Yeah, you know, like you said, the previous post kind of goes into a little bit about me and that I'm sober and all of that. But I haven't really had a whole lot of things come up where I felt like I needed to drink. But the other morning I woke up and I just really felt like I needed to drink. And I felt like I needed to share that with my audience on Instagram, because my content is usually, you know, just the positive, motivational, inspirational stuff. And I don't always show that hard side of it. And so I got vulnerable and I told on myself, and the community was just incredible and so supportive.
Yeah. And so I just want to let you know, when I saw your post, I felt that the way you shared was that moment of fragility, the moment of all these like feelings, and what I was getting. And I think whether someone's trying to maintain sobriety or deal with an emotional day here on earth, you know, we're all here together with the pandemic, and, you know, some of us are parents, some of us are not. But what I really felt when I watched your post and listened to your words, I felt this feeling of like that you were just at this point of feeling so overwhelmed.
Very.
At that moment.
I didn't really know what else to do with myself.
Did something happen? Was there a culmination of any event, or was it just more physiologic, or what was it for you? What was your feeling state when you were thinking, gosh, I wish I could just,
you know,
tap
I had
that
a lot
drink?
Of people ask me that after I shared that story and how I was feeling like I wanted to drink. And it was something that I just woke up from. I'm wondering if possibly I was dreaming about it and I just don't remember those dreams. It had been a pretty, you know, relaxing, normal time though. And what had happened was I woke up and I remembered putting whiskey in my coffee in the past and that feeling. And it was almost, like you said, it was a physiological response that was a trigger for me. And I was like, oh, it would be nice to feel that, that immediate feeling, you know, that I don't get to have anymore because I don't use alcohol to get that. But I needed to share it with my audience because I knew that they would understand. And that was the biggest part of it.
Well, I think that's amazing. I think we're living at this time where we're fortunate that, you know, had we not had social media, I would not have met you. And I saw your vulnerability. And as a doctor and an integrative psychiatrist, you know, I have quite a few people in my practice that are sober right now. And I know what it's like when they pick up the phone and call me. But what you're doing is you not only have your wraparound support that you've mentioned in our first interview, but you're using your experience to model being the change, and also that there's going to be tough times, that it's not all happy times.
Right. And I think that that's really important. And that was the feedback that I did get. As much as I got love and support, like saying, you can do this, you're strong, you know, you're stronger than the drink. I got so many people saying, thank you for showing this side of it. Thank you for showing that we are going to have hard times, but that we can get through it. And that sometimes if we just reach out, it's easier. I know as soon as I posted it, as soon as I spoke the words, I felt better because I gave power to what I was feeling and I didn't try to hide from it. I let myself feel it.
I love that, because that's something I like to talk about, different universal truths about, you know, wellness. And you know, awareness, self-love, and altruism, those are like fundamental ingredients. And so when you just said that you named your feeling, you were like naming it to claim it, but there was an awareness. And then once you stated it out loud, the feeling, it's really important that everyone knows that this is a form of like probably tools that you learn in cognitive behavioral therapy.
Yes, it is, definitely.
When you like say your feeling, right? So when you say your feeling and you get it out, it's like you're surrendering and you're like releasing it to whatever your higher power, whether it's your family, your friends, mm-hmm. your audience. And so you said like once you got that out and you hit the button, did you feel like a relief right away, or did it also just keep getting more and more feeling of relief?
Yeah, the feeling of relief was immediate. As soon as I spoke into my phone or, you know, spoke into that camera, it was just giving voice to how I was feeling took the pressure off of the moment, and it lessened the severity of the feeling. I felt so panicked in that moment until I spoke to what I was feeling. It took the panic way down and I was able to just, you know, slowly get better from there with all the support and immediate connection and people relating to what I was going through.
Yeah. And I think right now people are feeling vulnerable. I have so many people in my practice that are not only struggling with like kind of like the winter mm-hmm. blues, but a lot of people on my neck of the woods, I don't know what it's like there, are recovering from COVID or different yep. winter ailments. And I think people are just feeling raw right now. It's like a raw time.
It's everywhere. It's everything, you know, it's around every corner. There's something's going on, it feels like. So yeah, I do think that when we see other people are going through crap too, it helps us not feel alone. And I think that's another big power to vulnerability, is that it helps you not feel alone in things.
Right. So I want to say that, you know, in our very first show that we did together, you know, maybe you can remind everyone, you know, like a bit of your 20-month journey of sobriety and all the tools you do have in your toolbox.
Oh, sure. I mean, I actually just made a post today about it and listed everything that I did in the beginning of sobriety. Because for me, once I got to that acceptance part where I knew that I was never going to be able to drink again, I knew that I had to create a life of sobriety that I would actually enjoy. Otherwise, it just, you know, nothing was going to work for me. So that was the goal. I got into therapy. I did in outpatient services. I got on medication. I'm med-free now after 20 months. We talked about that before. But whatever you got to do, you know, I say throw everything at it and keep whatever sticks.
Well, and I love that about you, because I always talk about like what are all of our own unique tools in the toolbox mm-hmm. to have our best day. And I think for me personally, I like to look at, well, actually as a doctor as well, I like to bridge Western and Eastern holistic help. And I also love that you not only are being a positive role model, but you're showing people like what your journey's been. And then I saw another post the other day about, we talked about vulnerability, mm-hmm. awareness, but I also want to respect your non-judgmental approach. I noticed a post that you did where some people are trying to be sober, and some people, it's a trigger if they have that non-alcoholic versus
oh, the
this.
Reel I did about
I
non-alcoholic beverages. Yeah.
Yes. But I think that actually, I want to broaden out. We've got vulnerability, but I also think when we come from a place of non-judgment in our own wellness plan, but can we do a deep dive on what that's like? In like how you were bringing that to people's attention, is that
oh,
real?
Oh, sure. I mean, for me, it's one of those parts of recovery where it's going to be different for everyone. And we can't judge people because we don't know everyone's history. We don't know their biology, their physiology. We don't know their nature versus nurture, anything like that. And so what works for me isn't necessarily going to work for you. So what I was saying is that I can't have NA or 0% or alcohol-free beer, wine, or spirits because they trigger me. But that's me. And so I wanted to really expand on that in my caption. Is that what you call it? Yeah. Sorry, lost the word there. But I wanted to expand on that because just because that's for me, if it does work for you, some people are very grateful that they can have that taste still without the toxins of alcohol in it. And that works for them. And if that's what works for you, fantastic. But be honest with yourself. If you're honest enough to know that you can't drink the real stuff, just be honest enough to know if the fake stuff does trigger you or not. And that's, yeah, that's all I was saying. But either way, as long as whatever works for you.
No, that's wonderful. And I'm going to want to have you on the other series, the Embrace Your Neuro Style, but I'll just kind of talk about that. So it's like not one size fits all for any of us, that we all have our own holistic health plan, and it can include doctors or no doctors, or, you know, the things that can trigger us or not trigger us. So I think that non-judgmental embracing your own neuro style is what you're also encouraging people. And I think sometimes it's tricky when we're on social media or when we're just putting like one or two phrases out, because it seems like people, I don't know if you find this, people seem like they're almost ready to pounce. There's like this, there's this like pulse of humanity, pulse of consciousness where, you know, people can take things out of context.
Yep, and it's hard because you can't post like everything in one post. You could only post the nuance of what you're trying to get across. And so, yeah, that can be tricky. I just try to always respond with kindness. It's all I can do.
I think it's fantastic. And also, I think with some of the things that so I want to just thank you for your vulnerability. And right when I saw your reel, I was doing my good self-care. I was over at the pool when I reached out to you and I asked how you were doing. You're like, I'm doing great. And I thought, my goodness, I just had this wonderful soul on the show. Thank you. And I thought, she's out there just doing her vulnerability. And I know my father, it took him 3 times to get sober. And I feel like, can I ask you do you feel like there's this different level of awareness and embracing your health right now from the other times that you've tried to, like, you've been on your sobriety journey?
Yes, because this time's different because of that acceptance part that I was refusing for a decade plus. And also because I'm doing it for myself. It's completely different this time versus the hundreds of other times in the last decade. Yeah.
Yeah. So I wanted to compliment you because I also felt that in that
moment. Thank you.
So when I watched your reel, I felt that. I felt that this feeling, like even at that moment that you were having like a physiological trigger to perhaps think about drinking. You mentioned that the liquor store was open, but I felt such a high level of faith that this is the time when you're not going to do that because you're being this vulnerable.
Exactly. And I think was what happened before is I would never talk it out. That was another key part that I was missing, is I wouldn't reach out. I wouldn't talk before I took the drink. And that's key in sobriety or recovery. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And so I had a sad moment that was separate from anything to do with alcohol. I was really sad about 2 weeks ago because I hadn't seen my brother and sister for 3 years and my mom couldn't come here because of some of the Omicron surge. And I was just looking through family photos and I was just missing them. But I let myself have that vulnerability of the tears of the real human experience, that it's okay to cry. Yeah. It's okay to miss your family. And then I sent a bunch of beautiful photos to my brother, my sister. It's almost like I did a montage. And then I just said, I love you guys. And my mom called me like, what is going on? You're just sending all these pictures.
You're like, I'm honoring my feelings.
I'm doing what? Yes, exactly. And then you're not even going to believe how I handled it. I'm like, now mom, because her tone, by the way, I love her. She and I are super close, but her tone can, like, sometimes it feels like it's judgmental. Yeah. She doesn't mean it to be. It's just her style. So I said, okay, now mom, I don't think you and I are having the best conversation right now. I just needed a hug. I'm going to make another call. So then I called my cousin, who her neuro style and mine are the same. And we both have moms that are sisters.
And you were able to get validation.
I love
that you were able to go where you knew you needed to go. You know, not expect it. from someplace where you wanted it. Yeah, you may have wanted it from your mom, but you knew you weren't going to get that from her. And so you were like, all right, let's pause. I'm going to go where I can get what I need. We'll come back. That's so awesome.
And then I'm so proud of my mom too, because I was on the phone with my cousin and she was texting me because I know she didn't want to feel like we were going to bed in a fight, because it really wasn't a fight. I just needed a hug. I just needed different. I didn't need like a tough, hey, why are you sending all those photos? I needed, oh my God, you must be missing us. And so then after I spoke to my cousin, I called my mom back. I go, Mom, I just want to let you know I love you. And she's like, you know, if your dad was, my dad passed away. She's like, if he was here and he was joking, he would. I'm like, Mom, let's not do that. Let's just honor the feelings. First of all, I love you.
Yeah.
I understand that your neurostyle and my neurostyle are different. You might have been joking, but I was in a very sensitive moment where I needed more kid gloves. And I literally, my cousin and I were laughing by the end of the whole thing. She and I were just dying at different generations and different emotional styles. And then I just called my mom. She's like, you know, I'm always there for you. I'm like, I know. I love you. You're perfect. It's like, and I'm going to use a little, this is profanity alert. I say it's all divinely fucked up perfect.
I love that.
Meaning,
yes. Right? It's my favorite.
It's one of my phrases. Usually like, woo, right? It's all divinely fucked up perfect. So I was like, I so love her. But at that moment, it wasn't what I needed. And so I think that goes back to vulnerability and you using your social media as a tool. And it's an accountability. You mentioned in the last show that not only do you do this for the influencers, but it's your own in integrity to yourself. It's your gift to yourself to be on this journey and to have humility.
1,000%. And if I can help one person get, you know, to a healthier place in their life by hearing my struggle, then that's what's worth it. I don't want anyone to have to struggle like I did. You know?
If they have embraced the struggle, like you in that moment, I want to just honor that you were having a struggle.
Oh, totally.
Moment,
and that's life, right?
And you went into the suffering.
That's going to happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's totally life. It's totally life. I mean, that's why I've just done another show called like The Show Must Go On. Like we're still all here on earth.
Oh,
it's like
gosh,
Armageddon every day. Dun, dun, dun. What are the numbers? Dun, dun, dun. Do our children get to go to school? Dun, dun, dun. Can I see that person?
Yes.
Right. And I did a vulnerable post. I don't know if you saw it. Like since we're talking about vulnerability. Oh my goodness, Shay, like you're married during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I am single. Do you know how weird it is and how vulnerable it is to not only put yourself out there and try to get to know someone, but then you have to ask questions about where they're at with their health, their
vaccination, I can't imagine
their peer group. It's like, it takes a lot of that, you know,
takes the that sexy
old school
out of it,
romance
doesn't it?
Out of it. You're like, it's totally. And so then it's like you have to make the decision of how vulnerable you're going to be. So whether it's, you know, you sharing your post about, you know, your sobriety moment and the aha and having all this support, I think we all have moments of vulnerability. And I think it's so important. I love what you said about throwing everything at it. I think humanity, we need to remember we have so many tools. We can pick up the phone and call a friend. If we have a therapist, if you're in your sobriety program and you have a sponsor, I don't know about you, are you into I do know this.
Oh gosh.
Creativity fuels the soul for me. And I feel like so much of your reels, can you talk about creativity and your own like happiness with that?
I'm a creative person. I would say like in a lot of ways, I like to paint. I like to sing. I like to do my memes, create my little graphic art and post those. I like to create those reels, which is like acting. And I feel so goofy sometimes. Oh my gosh. When my kids walk in, they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, don't mind me. I'm just an actress in my bedroom. It's fine. But it's so like, it releases the endorphins and the dopamine, you know, that I used to drink to get, which was just really backwards because of the depressant that that was. Now I'm getting authentic dopamine and endorphins with all that, all the creative energy outflow. So it's really cool. I've also, my poetry has been coming back. I don't know if you've noticed all my rhyming lately. It's a little out of hand, but I did a lot of that in high school before I drank and I stopped when I was drinking, and it's just kind of starting to resurface and I'm embracing it.
Oh, I love it. You know, my room, you would love this. Oh my goodness. I have like these journals, poetry, prose, and I love the creative spirit of like doing a show. And then I have an artist that interprets what I want it to see. So I want to say that the other thing about vulnerability and having that human emotion, when we take ourselves through a moment from our own crisis to our own thrive, you know, being spiritually connected, the word spiritual can trigger people, but spiritual is really being in touch with your own happiness and your own higher self. And I find that, right? The more creative, I talk about creativity fuels the soul, be your own best friend. So I just want to say the other thing I love about following your feed is that you're embracing your happy and you're embracing your play and you're embracing your wellness. And I can feel it and see it. So it's an embodiment of mental health and mental well-being. So I just want to say thank you. And also thank you for your vulnerable post. And thank you for like coming back on to share this.
Thank you so much for your kind words. And, you know, I feel like you and I are very aligned and we feel, you know, a lot of the same ways about things. And I appreciate your positive energy and in everything that you do too. Thank you so much for having me back.
Thank you. And where can everyone find
you? You can find me on my website, shaysober.com. That has links to everything. My Instagram, my Facebook. I'm a coach on the Arlie app where you can hear courses about my lived experience. And yeah, everything's at shaysober.com.
Thank you. And I wish we were neighbors because I think I would like to make a fun reel.
Oh my gosh, I wish so too. But
you
know, I like to travel. So we could make something happen.
You know what? And also just let's put the seed out there. Maybe we'll do an Insta Live sometime together.
I'm down for everything.
Okay, cool. Okay, everyone, we're sending you a big shout out and love, and make sure if you're vulnerable to reach out and reach out for the right tool, the right tool in the toolbox for you.
Vulnerability
right?
is power.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. It is actually. Thank you.